like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
Is for people who come out and meet up with me, I'm going to bring a little notebook with.
What?
Pen and paper, because that way I'll be less likely to lose it. But I just want you guys to write your name and your email address in there. And, or not name and email address, excuse me. Your name and your mailing address, your physical mailing address. Somebody would be like, oh, Zach's a CIA agent, honeypot. No, because...
What?
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
All right, welcome back, Truth Seeker.
Hey, Truth Frequency Radio. Knock, knock. I think we have a problem. Your numbers in English Ordinal are suspicious, and I'm not really sure why, Zach, you're allowing Truth Frequency Radio to be a platform.
Insubordinate and churlish.
Is Truth Frequency Radio suspicious? Because according to Zach, they helped him decide on the name Gematria Effect News, and we know that if you add up Gematria Effect News and the four base ciphers, you get 666. And so I asked Zach, like, is this guy suspicious? So let's read Zach's response really quick.
Son of a bitch!
Guy goes into a doctor's office and says, I don't know what's wrong with me, doc, but every time I eat something, it comes out looking the same. I eat a hamburger, it comes out looking like a hamburger. I eat a slice of pizza, it comes out looking like a slice of pizza. Pepperonis are even in the same spot. What the hell am I gonna do, Doc? Doc says, eat shit.
No, I'm gonna call Derek out again. Derek's putting out a video about me being a snake oil salesman. How? How am I a snake oil salesman?
Oh, fuck you. I don't write this shit.
But Derek's another guy that gets caught up in his emotions. He's the one talking bad about me. And then when I finally address him that he needs to humble up and recognize that his decodes aren't that good, and the only things that are meaningful in his videos is where he's regurgitating my information, I'm sorry, those are just facts.
You don't like my jokes, come up here and tell me personally, and I'll rip off your head and shit in your neck. Don't make no difference to me.
And you know who else I'm going to call out real quick? I'm going to call out Chigozie Truth. I'm disappointed in Chigozie. I've seen all the bullshit he's writing.
Oh, it's hurtful.
Truthful.
I was reading his comments in the chat, and I thought, unbelievable. Even Chigozie's going to the wrong side.
Son of a bitch!
Chigozie, what are you doing? Why are you in Derek's channel crying for him? Crying about how I called him out for being maybe gay.
If you're walking around with shit on your dick every day, you're bound to pick something up. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a 24-hour virus here. You know what I mean? You ain't fucking normal. What do you mean you can't figure it out? You know, you need the Hershey Highway. That's your problem.
Oh, the chat's coming in. We're getting a lot of hate still? Oh my gosh.
Ridiculous.
Mr. Garvey.
God, son of a bitch! Did I stutter?
Just then? Yes.
I'm gonna throw you out the goddamn window.
Derek's channel crying for him. Have you heard me slander Derek anytime soon? Why? Yeah, there's a lot of things that Derek does that annoy me. And his recent updates to the calculator, changing the name of ciphers, changing the way numbers add up. I mean... There was no reason to do that, and those things aren't going to help build more credibility with the work. So, you know, I think a lot of the things that Derek does are damaging.
Well, I got to be getting off now.
My mom gave me that joke.
Sports Gematria, you are a sick, sick individual. Imagine that you died, Sports Gematria. Would that be a net positive or negative for the world? All your purpose is to lie and sabotage me.
Stop acting so fucking queer.
And the problem is, as deceptive as he is, he is winning a lot of support from people who used to be great members of this community.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic. So am I.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Not just this minute.
Yeah.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny.
You keep lying.
Me love you a long time.
Would you approve of non-Asian men?
Yes.
Yeah, my mom don't. My mom has bad experiences. Don't say anything, mom. Too crazy, okay?
Don't say.
Oh my god. No. Mom, censor yourself, please. Please.
Asian,
don't say anything about Asian men. Oh my.
Extremely ugly, okay?
Oh my god. Mom, what?
You're even lucky to get me. One guy's good luck. The rest are like, oh my god.
Right, because everyone knows someone with a weird Asian fetish.
Again, sweet lady, she recently finished school, and she recently got her first job, and it was just today that she got her first pay stub stipend. And the money actually won't go in her bank account until tomorrow, but she just got her breakdown for what she gets paid and how much is taxes. And she's blown away by how much she has to pay in taxes. She just can't believe it. It's about a third of, you know, her paycheck. And that's true for most Americans. And, you know, Washington State, where we are, doesn't even have income tax. It could be worse. She could have taxes taken out from the state. Of course, Washington has sales tax and property tax and a gazillion other taxes. But yeah, she is just dumbfounded. Because again, she's been a student her whole time. So anyway, she's just blown away by how big of a percentage of her check goes to taxes.
You know, I appreciate Arthur for what he said. He called me a soldier, he said, and, you know.
Yeah, sure, a scout. What about the fucking rice and the weapons? Who they for? An LVC! Cocksucker knows what I'm saying. He understands. Don't you, Pop?
Goddamn right he does.
You Beck, you Beck!
I mean, he's lying through his teeth. Come on!
Wait, stop. Fucker, then see you talk.
Hey,
LVC!
Wait,
LVC!
Know anything.
LVC!
I'm going to let you come. All right, I'm going to let you come.
He swears he doesn't know anything. He hates the NBA, but they come when they want and they just take the place.
What's the bitch saying?
I don't know. She's going on about the why we kill the pigs. They're farmers. They got to make a living. All that kind of shit.
Jesus.
Why would Zach, you know, cut a video on me when he gets back to Washington from New York? Then I see Zach sitting there talking shit about me in the comments again.
You're a very nice guy.
Zach, you just don't get it. You're going to be in Arthur's live stream comments defending yourself, saying that Rich, but I did what I did because Rich was trying to start a fight with the Hebrew Israelites.
But I just don't have any room in my life for a new friend.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, what are you trying to say?
I'm sitting here trying to teach Zach Hubbard something so that he can learn one time.
I don't want to be your friend.
You're interrupting me with your stupid comments, man. You think I don't know what's going on? Anyways, Zach, you're just not getting it, are you?
I I appreciate your honesty. You're a real straight shooter.
That I'd never started a fight with anybody.
So you're all right.
Hey. I'm a big boy. It's no big deal. Whatever.
So, with that being said...
You're sure?
Uh-huh. I'm fine.
And that's that, man. Like, I'm fucking not a man. I'm 5 years older than you are, son. I shouldn't have to apologize for having a chip on my shoulder going to New York City.
Get out of my house. What are you so ashamed of? I know she was a working girl, but she kind of liked you. You might even have been able to get a freebie. Who knows?
Just get out now. I don't ever want to see you again.
We covered this already, but yet you're still talking shit.
Robin's never going to forgive me.
Well, I'll tell you how you handle that. Don't tell her.
You know? And please don't ever, 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 ever say I tried to sabotage your website again. Because as I explained, I let the trolls in there just to rib you.
I think you need to ask yourself why you're doing this, Steven. Because I think you're starting to sabotage yourself.
Out now.
Just to needle you because you said inaccurate shit about me on live streams, which you've done multiple times. So you always say you give Richard Quinn chances, when really, it's Richard Quinn who's always giving you chances.
Everything was going so well. Why are you doing this, Stephen? I made you breakfast, and we were eating, and...
No!
Ow! Scramby eggs, and... No, I'll fix this, Stephen.
No.
I can fix it. I can make it cool again.
Ow!
Because all the problems we've had have been mostly your misunderstandings.
This is just a speed bump, Stephen! I'll make it better!
Don't plan on explaining this again, and now I'm just done.
Son of a bitch!
If you was genuine about you trying to help him, you could have called him privately and said, "Derek, I think you should improve on your decoding. I think you should focus on it." Because Derek is a person that, you know, if you're right, he'll definitely consider what you're saying. Because when you reached out to him about the website, he made the changes. So he does a lot of things for, especially for you, because he respects you, so.
Son of a bitch!
I don't know. He might not want the community to be giving out all of these good picks because maybe it's a reflection of him, because maybe he's the one who got this stuff started, so maybe he feels like he...
And probably that's why he wants to, like, you know, divide. I don't know what it is, man, because I'm like, why is he so... Because this is a very wealthy man now, right? He's been able to accomplish a lot of wealth throughout the years with his book sales, with his donations, with all the money that he's been able to make on Patreon. So how is it that somebody that has made all of this money already is still trying to take down and tear down people who are not even close to being a threat to him? Because I understand if it was like if I was a drug dealer and like, let's say he was a drug dealer and I was a drug dealer too, and I don't want him selling drugs on my block, that might give him a reason to say, let me hate on this person because he's selling drugs and I'm selling drugs, right? But what he's doing and what I'm doing is, even though it's the same thing, his salary is way higher than mine. Like, I'm nowhere even close to being a competition to this man. So why would he try to tear me down? Derek, just one last point. Derek and all these other people that he attacks are nowhere even near to making the amount of money he makes in his community. So why is it that he's so focused on trying to tear everybody down when he's already so up? I don't understand that. That seems like what an agent would do.
And even with the drug game, if it's a person that's able to knock a bunch of people off their blocks.
Right, he's actually on the other line. You want me to pick it up?
Huh?
He's on the other line. You want me to pick it up?
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Hello? Yes.
Arthur, are you a delusional guy? Are you delusional?
Okay, you have to, when you say these things, you have to explain why are you saying this.
Okay, let me explain. So today I left you a comment full of knowledge and information. It was all facts, and then you got your feelings hurt and went on the stream and wouldn't pick up the phone while I was calling you, and I don't know, had a big tantrum. And now you're talking about how I'm divided and tearing down the community. Arthur, here was my thing. I was watching your video this morning, and just like always, I'll drop you useful information, and often you do get your feelings hurt, and I don't know why. I guess I got to start it. Like, I need to start and post with, good job, Arthur, but again, you know, I was watching your stream, and I was like, man, he doesn't know anything about Christmas and 35 and 1225 and 35. All he knows is Tom Brady equals 35.
So all right, no, can I say something? Let me stop you. Hold on.
No, let's not stop. I'm making the point because this is the comment.
No, but I have to stop you because you're wrong about that. Let me explain myself.
No. I don't need to hear you explain yourself. I've been listening.
We can't have a conversation if you're going to be the Wait. We cannot have a conversation if you're going to be the only one talking.
Did anyone leave a comment for you last week that said, "Thanks, Arthur. You helped me win $40,000 this weekend."
Fine. You're making people a lot of money. Congratulations. But hold on. If you're gonna say something, you gotta.
That comment was left for me.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. You gotta let me talk.
You don't need to talk. You've been slandering for hours. I just got on here to correct the record.
Okay. I'm gonna have to hang up on you if you don't let me talk. So you say something, and you gotta let me respond. You say something, and then I'll say something, and that's how we're going to...
Arthur, I have had 3 bad NFL weeks this year, 4, 6, and...
Okay, you have to shut the fuck up. I don't want to disrespect you, but you have to be quiet. I don't want to call you out of your name. Just let me talk, and then you say something afterwards, okay?
Go ahead.
I've explained this multiple times in my videos, right? I'm like, for example, the number 42, right? Like, if I see a game and it's connected to some racial shaming, I'm just going to write niggers equals 42, right? I'm not going to say nigger, slavery, February, Martin, Malcolm X. I'm not going to say that. I'm tired of that already. I'm only going to write nigger equals 42. Everybody in the community, it's the same people watching me, right? It's not new. Nobody new watching me. So it's the same people on my Patreon. It's the same people on my channel. I don't have to explain to them all the 35s, okay? So that's... Wait. You got to stop. I'm still talking, man. I'm going to let you talk. Wait.
You're not making a good
point. All right, wait. Wait till I'm done, and then you can rebuttal. If I say 35 and Tom Brady, because... I mean, that's basically what they would... If you saw the game, that's what that's what the game was about. You have to stop. You have to stop. You have to stop. You have to wait. Wait till I'm finished. You keep interrupting me. Wait till I'm finished.
Son of a bitch. No. Okay. Again, the house. Since you guys all keep talking about it, I bought my first house for $200,000. It appreciated to $500,000 because the market went up.
I don't know why you keep talking about your house. I don't care about your house.
You. Everybody's making a point about it.
Not me.
Well, let me just... you did make a point. You just made it up again. You brought up that the house is $500,000. The housing prices are insane out here. So, I sold my house and moved to Yakima, and we got another house at the time for $300,000, which I was able to buy for cash because I had just sold my other house for $500,000, which was almost all the way paid off. When I sold it, so I had a little bit of the mortgage left to pay off.
Why don't we talk about the things that are really important? Like, what is your fucking... I don't care about your fucking house. I don't care about all that material shit. You are a material fucking piece of shit, just like the rest of America. Okay.
No,
you want to talk about my fucking house? My fucking house. I'm here. When I want to end corruption, but I want to talk about my $500,000 house and my 3 cars. Like, shut the fuck up.
House with a low
this guy's a piece of shit, yo. I want you guys to understand that this is where your dollar is going. Okay, people? Your dollar is going to his $500,000 house. Your dollar is going to his 3 cars. His gold digging girlfriend. That's where his $3 are going.
Son of a bitch. Again, no, this needs to be set straight.
Why you want to keep talking about your house? I want you to talk about what is the problem. Why you keep attacking the people in the community? That's the real topic.
How did I attack you today? was my message?
Okay, that's what I wanted to get to. How did you attack me today?
Tell me who I've attacked in the community.
You attacked a lot of people.
So give me an example. I can't think of one person I've attacked in the community.
Derek. Derek is one. Derek is one.
About this day, Christmas and the birthday of the star, and where all these numbers fit in with what they did with Tom Brady. You took that as an attack.
Okay, Derek is one.
How did I attack Derek?
You said that he's bad for the work.
And is it constructive criticism what I've said about Derek? Or
no, there's other ways. There's other ways to go about it if he was really genuine about helping him. You could have called him privately, like you have his phone number, and you could have said, Derek, you know what? I think you should focus. Wait. Stop. 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 All right, I'm going to curse at you now.